Hello, welcome to English Waves. This is Anoush Babayan, your host on What Place for Women, my chronicle dedicated to empowering women wherever they are and whatever they choose to do. This is the last episode in this series on relationships, and I want to look at the ideal workplace. In one of its articles online, The Guardian talks about pressure at work and proposes four ways of coping when things go wrong. For instance, blame yourself only when you can learn something, and fix the things you can and accept the things you can't. The Payroll blog suggests 10 things that make up an ideal workplace. 1. Define a clear vision and mission. 2. Make sure every employee understands he or she contributes to the mission and vision. 3. Engage in transparent communications. 4. Provide opportunities for growth and development. 5. Flexible schedules. 6. Offer competitive salaries, benefits, perks, and promotions. 7. Make cell phone usage acceptable. 8. Treat each employee as a person. 9. Be the leader that you wanted as an employee. 10. Have a little fun. Being happy at work includes finding your passion, working toward it, and having fun along the way. My personal criteria for ideal relationships at work would be creating win-win situations systematically. That way, everyone stays happy. Moving from negotiations to conversations. More and more, particularly in the US, we hear about the word conversation instead of negotiation. I find that so much softer. It takes all the drama and hysteria out of a negotiation. Gender parity. Obviously, giving equal opportunity to women and men is key to the well-being of a team. Teamwork. This is a beautiful way of energizing everyone and making sure all team members have a chance to express themselves on their given pet topics. Recognition. There is a middle ground between never needing recognition and craving it in an insatiable way. Sharing information. Spot the survival ego and drop it. Company information belongs to the whole organization, not to anyone privately. The more you share, the richer the projects. Feedback. In her book, Sheryl Sandberg, Chief Operations Officer at Facebook and right arm of Mark Zuckerberg, mentions the benefits of feedback as a guide in all of a leader's endeavors. Co-create. That's why we build companies, to work and move forward together. All leaders know that you cannot succeed on your own in the long term. You will find references and a bibliography to continue your exploration on the English Waves website, englishwaves.fr. A woman's place is in the workplace, leaning in. I hope you have found this series helpful. Thank you for listening, and join us again soon on English Waves.